Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. And we, The Odd Couple, are the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening, and you won't be disappointed. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? Is that Mr. Ramos on the other side of the glass?
It is. Alex is running behind. He got this, there was an accident on the freeway, so he's trying to circumvent that. So
okay.
He's okay. It's not him.
We always love having Ramos.
I know. That's why I was looking over here saying, what's going on there? I thought, thought Alex got a little cuter overnight. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, no doubt. But Chris, what's happening on this Friday? You got big plans for the weekend? Anything going on?
Not really. Just a lot of football. My wife's on call tonight. You know, she's a doctor, so she's on call this weekend, I should say.
So does she stay at the hospital?
She stays at a hotel near the hospital. Because we're about 45 minutes.
That's too far,
Her office. So,
Chris,
so
no chicanery tonight.
Monday morning.
No chicanery over the weekend, okay? Like, I could just imagine. What was that, Tom?
What can you imagine?
Like you and
Tom Cruise?
Yes, you and your underwear and sunglasses. You know, your wife out slaving and working hard, looking out to save people, and you just busting loose for the weekend.
And then she comes
back on Monday, and everything's like, "Hey, what did you do this weekend? Oh, I read the Bible and watched football. That's all.
See, that's what I'm gonna be doing.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I'm just looking forward to these games, man. What about you?
Yeah, same. Just this time of the year, you know, not much going on. You remember I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
You never told us
how that was. How was that?
Vegas was great. Every time I go, I always have I got a lot of friends there, so I'm always catching up with somebody, going out to eat, had a big steak at the Kraft Steak.
Yeah.
You know, like, I look forward to that. And
you hang out with Lamar?
I didn't see Lamar
this
trip.
You didn't even see him? Okay.
Yeah, because it was quick. I was in and out, but I didn't get to see him. But, you know, I always text him and let him know, you know, when I'm in town. But, all right, yeah, so we're ready for the weekend and ready. Got a great show going on. I can't wait.
Well, let's get it started. The iCouple crew, of course, Ramos in for DJ Alex Tyshirt, at least for the time being. We'll see how long that lasts. Alex stuck in that L.A.
You know, he might
traffic, but an accident. So
he might just decide when Alex gets here. No, I'm not giving up the chair.
This is fun,
right?
This is fun.
I'm gonna
hang with Rob and Chris.
That's right? Good point.
Absolutely. We got super producer Rob G. in the house, and on the updates is our man, Steve Disager. All right, Rob, Bucky Brooks, friend of the show, friend of mine.
Friend,
I don't know. You're pretty mean to Bucky.
Friend of half the show.
Yeah.
Me and Bucky, we're still on the outs. We're still on the outs.
We were trying to get him on to discuss his latest column for NFL.com.
I didn't know he went to journalism school. He's writing columns.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he played, so he gets to do that. And scouted and did all that stuff.
All right, I'm just saying.
But good column. Title of it is Who Needs a Super Bowl Win the Most? And these are his picks for all eight divisional rounds. Now, we can look at every team, Rob, but I'm going to start here because – This one was interesting, and it was players, any member of the organization. So it could be all the way up to the owner. All right. But let's start with the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I have my thoughts on who I think needs it more. I'm sure you have yours, and Bucky has his. Now, Bucky said, Rob, it's Brock Purdy. And I do get the, you know, because obviously – Brock, if he ends up winning a Super Bowl, then he will be the QB1 for the San Francisco 49ers next year, at least to start the season, unless he blows it. But he certainly would have that if he won the Super Bowl. He'd be the first Mr. Irrelevant to ever win a Super Bowl at quarterback, and the first rookie, Rob, quarterback to win a Super Bowl. So it would do wonders for him. He'd probably get all sorts of endorsements and everything. But he's not my pick. Maybe as a player, because, you know, other positions aren't judged by Super Bowls the way that quarterbacks are. But I got another pick. But I'm wondering if it's the same pick for you in that organization. Who you got in the 49ers organization, who needs the Super Bowl the most?
Kyle Shanahan. Sorry about that. Did I say
we are on the same page?
I mean, let's be
honest.
I'll
let you explain it.
Yeah, I just first of all, I think Bucky's in left field. Okay, Brock. It's a great story, Chris, but he doesn't need it. Okay, he doesn't need it. If he doesn't win the Super Bowl,
he'll benefit from it.
He's already proven that he can play, and even if it's not with the 49ers, Chris, he's going to get a look somewhere else. That's what's already he's put in people's heads, that this kid can play quarterback in the NFL. So if they lose or whatever, say they lose the game, and it's not going to be the end of his career. Whereas
he'll be battling for the starting job next
year, which is in a bigger spot than he would have been otherwise. Right. So he's already gained. Now, Kyle Shanahan, Chris, after a while, you know, you're the golden boy, and you're supposed to do this and do that. And all of a sudden, you haven't won. You haven't won.
Before you go on, and I want you to continue because I know you can explain it well. But I'm just going to throw this out there. Now, we did a segment yesterday on Sean Payton. You talking about how he's so overrated.
Overvalued.
Right. Now, Kyle Shanahan. And I think he's a good coach. But people talk about him, Rob, like he invented the game, at least the offensive side of the game. I mean, you've heard people just – and I'm talking about former players, current players. People talk about his offensive genius. He doesn't need a quarterback. He's got this offense. You can throw any quarterback in there and blah, blah, blah. And again, I think he's a good coach. He's very creative and all that. I'm not trying to take that away from him. But I think he's another one, and I thought Peyton is slightly overvalued, although I have no problem with Denver hiring him. I think that's a great hire for them. But I think Kyle Shanahan's in that same boat, Rob, if not driving the boat instead of Peyton.
I'll give you one step better. I think he's been the most disappointing of these coaches that they tabbed as like the future, because he's been a part of some of the biggest choke jobs and failures in NFL history, Chris. Forget about, like, seriously. He was the offensive coordinator with the Falcons when they blew that 28-3 Super Bowl lead to the Tom Brady and the Patriots.
In the third quarter. It wasn't even halftime.
Right. No, it was, Chris. And if you remember, to me, probably the sequence that sealed their fate, Julio Jones makes a great catch on third and many yards, sets up a first and 10 at the 22, Chris. You're already in field goal range.
Yep.
You run the ball three times. You use all 24. You use the play clock, right? You use all the seconds on your play clock. 35, right?
Right.
And then you kick the field goal. Guess what, Chris? You're up by 11. Tom Brady can't beat you. You're up by 11. That's not what they did. Kyle Shanahan has him pass the ball. There's a holding, Chris. There's a sack. He's out of field goal range. That was the game. They were beating the Chiefs.
All you had to do – well, go ahead with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They were beating the Chiefs, right, by 10 points.
2019 Super Bowl, 2020, but 2019 season.
Yep. Right.
And they're up 10, Rob, with about 8 minutes left.
And they're running the ball like crazy, Chris. Do you remember? They were running the ball.
Yep.
Stop running the ball. Starts passing. I look
Rob,
at those.
They had 141 yards rushing on 22 carries, almost 7 yards per carry.
And then he stopped
averaging,
right? Because he wanted to show you how smart he is. He's the smartest guy in the room.
There you go.
And that's
his weakness, Rob.
Right? That is his weakness. Yep. And then they played the last one, right? The Rams. They were winning that game, Chris.
Yep.
Last year, they were winning that game. And they imploded in the fourth quarter. That's Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, and it's like he becomes a victim of his own ingenuity and creativity. Like, again, he wants to prove to you how creative he is rather than just winning the game. And Rob, I've said this about Jerry Jones. I've said about any of these guys out here who want – they don't just want to win – but they want to win their way. And obviously, why do you want to win your way? Because you get the credit.
Yep.
You get more credit. You get more glory. But here's the thing y'all have to understand, Jerry Jones, Kyle Shanahan, others. If you win anyway, you get the credit, right? Does Robert Kraft, you don't hear Robert Kraft. He's not up in there talking after every game and on the radio and
got a radio show, right?
Right, like all these other owners from Kansas City or wherever it may be. But what happens? Who gets the Super Bowl trophy, Rob, when they win? The owner. He's the one on the field. The announcers talk to him. Haven't heard from this dude all year. And then he gets on the field, gets the trophy, and gets to talk and gets the credit. And Shanahan, Rob, he had called a great game already to get the lead. All you had to do was run out the clock and you would get the credit. So I'm with you on this. I mean, so I think Shanahan, we didn't even get to the other guys.
But that's
what we wanted to talk about.
Let me just give you real quick. That Super Bowl, Chris, 7 drives as the play caller, right? He has 7 career drives as a play caller in the fourth quarter
of Super Bowl. Right.
3 plays, fumble. 6 plays, punt. 4 plays, punt. 5 plays, punt. 3 plays, punt. 7 plays, turnover on downs. And 2 plays, interception.
And that's the boy wonder.
And that's who it is. And according to ESPN's win probability metric, Shanahan had a 95.3% chance of winning when the 49ers were up 20-10. Chris, you're talking about it with 7:26 to go. His win metrics there against the Falcons was 99.6. when they were up 28-12 with 9 minutes to go against the Patriots.
There you have it.
And between Super Bowl, those Super Bowls with the Falcons and the Super Bowl with the 49ers, Shanahan's team, you ready for this, Chris? Have been outscored a combined 46-0 in the fourth quarter and overtime. 46-0
in Super Bowls?
In those Super Bowls.
Wow. Yeah, there you have it. That says it all. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is there anyone on the 49ers, heck, or elsewhere, that needs to win the Super Bowl this season more than Kyle Shanahan? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's
still on the line. Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's a Funky Flashback Friday, and DJ Alex Teicher is in the house. Alex, you all right, man, right? No, obviously, but you had an accident, right?
No. It wasn't myself. There was an accident on the freeway.
Oh, okay.
So I had to, totally backtrack, CB, go all the way almost home to come back. It was, 2.5 hours in my car. It was crazy.
Wow. Well, we're glad you're here and you're safe. And
I'm in the crates.
And you're in the crates. That's right. Dust flying everywhere. We are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Here's how. You can just combine your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more and get a multi-policy discount when you do it and have all your protection in one place. Makes it easy and cheaper. So bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Kyle Shanahan, he needs this. Your turn.
All right, let's kick it off with, I guess this is Ned in San Francisco. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Ned?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I want to say real quick, man, me and my big brother, man, he's locked up in San Quentin State Prison, man. And we bond over y'all show, man.
Oh, man.
You know, they
man.
All that's, listen to your show. Everybody loves this show.
Tell them all we said what's up.
For sure, for sure.
Tell them all we said what's up.
So, look, since Kyle Shanahan and our, what's it, John Lynch?
Yeah, John Lynch, the GM. Yeah,
we've had a sense of security in San Francisco. It just feels good. Like, they got it under control. I agree with some of the decisions. Like, last week at the Seahawks game, they had the ball down inside the 10, and he throws two passes. Yeah, they scored a touchdown. But I'm wondering, like, why don't you run the ball?
Run the ball.
He does have
a strong run game, too.
Yes. But I don't think he needs to win a Super Bowl this year because he got a rookie quarterback. We keep forgetting that.
No, you can't do
but
that.
But he got everything everywhere else. That's the thing.
And see, here's the thing that people do. They're like, well, if you don't do it this year, you can get it next year. It don't work like that. You don't know, like, some of the players you have. He's had two chances.
And look, I'm not saying, look, you can argue, most of the season, people have felt like Kansas City and Buffalo are the two best teams in the league. So I don't know that he'll get killed. I don't think he'll get killed if he doesn't win the Super Bowl unless he's in the Super Bowl and up big again and then blows it with some play calling.
He'll get killed then.
Yeah, right. For that. But, Rob, I don't think if they lose an NFC Championship game, the Philadelphia, which was great all year, or they lose in the Super Bowl in a normal fashion, I don't think he gets killed. But
at some point, the genius and all this other stuff, he has all the weapons, Chris.
Most they got people, everything
they have everything
else.
You need, and you got a quarterback who's playing well. So you have enough to get there. That's all. It's not like it would be a pipe dream. They're the favorite in every game. Why would you not think they can win? Alex in Phoenix, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, guys? Yeah, I think that Kyle Shanahan has an inherent and built-in scapegoat that he's playing Mr. Irrelevant. Like, I see the 49ers as like a startup a handful of years ago, and they're just about to go public. So it doesn't matter what happens this year. Kyle Shanahan uses the quarterback position like other people use the running back position.
Okay, so if this doesn't work out with Brock Purdy, now what? Okay, now you're going to Trey Lance. Does that mean you're going back to the Super Bowl or have a chance if it's Trey Lance? You don't know how he pans out or what happens going forward or when people have more tape on Brock Purdy if he's your quarterback, Chris. That's the danger is what I'm saying. There's no guarantee.
I do agree with the caller, though, Rob, at least for some people, and I'll say a lot of people, if Shanahan doesn't win it, he does have, like a lot of people will say, he had a rookie quarterback. Heck, not just a rookie quarterback, it was Mr. Irrelevant, you know, and they had Mahomes or they had Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Dak or, you know, like I do think some people will go that route.
It just depends on how the game
how they lose.
Exactly.
And all that.
If
he blows
if
it with play calling, that's
if they're up by 10 and they lose,
the one way he gets
right. That's what I'm saying. I agree with that. All right. Carter in Boise, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hi, Rob. Hi, Chris. I just want to say I appreciate you guys. You guys are some of the best in the business. I listen to you guys every day, every time I come home from work.
Thank you.
Now he's going to rip us. All right. I appreciate it.
No, I'm actually here to say I agree with you guys. Kyle Shanahan has blown some of the biggest leads, and for him to win the Super Bowl, it actually goes to show that his system works, right? He's gone through three quarterbacks this year. And obviously, like, nothing to take away from Brock Purdy. He's had an amazing year. And like you said, he can go to another place and get a starting role if they end up sticking with Trey Lance. I think Brock Purdy's been great, but I just came to say I agree with you guys. Kyle Shanahan needs this Super Bowl, needs this run to be great just to show that what he's doing actually works. And those mishaps were just flukes, you know?
Right. He does at some point.
And they weren't flukes. He blew it.
Everybody
can come back from a mistake or two. And so, but I'll say this, Rob. Right now, I think
Brock Purdy
and Trey Lance enter the next season battling for the QB job right now. And Purdy, I mean, if they win this week, I would say Purdy starts as QB1, but knowing it's a competition, like with a chance to be beat out by Trey Lance. But I think right now Purdy would probably be their QB1.
But it
wouldn't be a solidified thing. He'd still have to protect it, you know?
Can we squeeze one more in or no?
Yeah, quickly.
Kevin in Texas, real quick. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, buddy?
Yes, sir. What's going on, fellas? Love the show. Real quick, brother. It's gotta be Dak, man. I mean, the two headed running back monster, that's gonna be gone probably next year. Dan Quinn will be gone. Maybe Kellen Moore will be gone. And like they say, you don't play with a rich man's money, man. Especially a billionaire like Jerry Jones. He's not gonna like it very much. He ain't got that much long to go. It's this year or bust, man. That's what I feel.
Okay.
I think Jerry could be on that list too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he always talking about winning the Super Bowl, and he's always running his mouth.
And here's the only thing on that for Jerry that lets him get off, Chris, is that he did win three Super Bowls. He had a dynasty even when he wasn't running the team, and he's already in the Hall of Fame. His career, his legacy is already set. I know he wants to win one to prove that he can do it, but you know what I mean.
I mean, and you're right. At the end of the day,
he's already in
the
Hall of Fame.
But we all view it as, and he was the owner again. He gets the credit.
Yep.
But once he started being more hands-on, that's when things went haywire. All right, we're going to get into Daniel Jones next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, big game. All the games are big, obviously, this weekend. And one of them is Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts leading the way at quarterback. And the New York Giants, a surprising New York Giants, who were just 4-13 a year ago, Rob. Congrats to them just getting this far. But Daniel Jones, their quarterback, was fantastic last week in their victory at Minnesota. Had two touchdowns, ran for almost 80 yards, and threw for 300-plus.
He was so good that Greg Jennings put him in the Hall of Fame after that performance.
Greg Jennings called him a top-10 quarterback, which we both think is ludicrous.
It's ridiculous. We love Greg, but Greg was on the pipe or something.
Greg's been regretting that ever since it came out of his mouth. Now he's just defended it. He hadn't told me that, but that's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, he did sound defensive because he realized.
Because
when you name, like, when you start naming the quarterbacks.
From all over the quarters.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and I'm not, even if you said top 15, but you say top 10, you didn't give yourself any, like, wiggle room.
Right. There's so many great quarterbacks in the league, and then to say that, and you came up with about 14, and you didn't
just
even,
off the top of my
and
head,
you didn't
right.
even
didn't
mention
even...
Rodgers or Brady.
Dak. Right,
or
right. Dak. Absolutely.
Those three,
I
you
did
didn't
not.
Even mention those three.
I did not, but you'd have to put Rodgers ahead of him and Brady right now.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure teams would rather have them. But Rob, Saquon Barkley also, I get it, a teammate. He was actually asked, is he elite? So what's he supposed to say? So he did say he's elite.
Right.
But Rob, I'm going to let you go, and I'll jump on after you. But just let me ask you this. Has Daniel Jones shown that he's elite?
No. And I don't think the Giants think he's elite. That's why they haven't signed him, Chris, to an extension.
Because, let me ask you this.
Because
way,
of the question. Go ahead.
Can he... If he has a great game this weekend and they win.
No, he's still not elite.
Is he elite?
No. He's not in that. It's about consistency. It's not about having a nice run. We've seen quarterbacks, Chris, have runs, right?
Heck, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, and Nick Foles had made every throw in that Super Bowl, Chris. He played great.
Played great throughout those playoffs.
Am I right? You can't play any better than that.
Right.
And then they gave him the keys to the car, right? Oh, yeah, he could be starting quarterback again, and he crashed the car. Like it's about
Joe Flacco, Rob.
Right.
He was a good starter, but
he had an unbelievable run.
And he's not an elite. He never was an elite quarterback.
No, and this is where I think people get caught up in the moment. Daniel Jones played great. He took advantage of a bad Vikings defense. I'm not mad at him. But you can't have your only three 300-yard games against two of the worst defenses, the Lions and the Vikings. That's not going to work. We'll see. And the Giants took a wait-and-see approach, Chris, for a reason, because they weren't sure about him. Nobody was sure. And don't tell me this year, even when they were winning, Saquon Barkley was a big part of running the football, Chris.
Right.
And the Giants, that's what tilted the scale. Remember, he's been hurt the last year and a half or whatever it's been. And now when he came back and was a man amongst boys, And then you add that you had to defend the run, which opened up the pass for Daniel Jones.
Absolutely. And Rob, open as it was.
It wasn't that big.
He had 15 right. touchdowns in 16 games.
16 game, right.
Like, yeah, I mean, let's not get you know crazy. What I'm saying? I don't know if he played 16 or 17, but at least 16. Like, 15 touchdowns. So let's not act like he was lighting it up. But Brian Daboll was smart, has done a great job this year, and he did a great job, Rob, keeping him. He certainly helped him stop turning it over because he had fumbleitis. So that's good.
I was wondering if he had any thumbs because he couldn't hold on to the ball.
He poured into what he does well and took away the things he doesn't do well, and they don't run that type of stuff for the most part. But I'm going to say this, Rob. Like, let's say Jones goes out. I don't think they're going to beat Philadelphia. I got Philly. But let's say he goes out and plays great in a loss or great in a win. He's still not elite yet. I don't think he'll ever be elite. He may one day prove to be a franchise quarterback. And I think, Rob, that's what is happening. What you see right now is he is proving to people that, hey, he might be able to be a franchise quarterback. He hasn't solidified it yet, but he's showing you that, you know what, he might be. Because, Rob, here's the deal. He's been in the league 4 years. This is his fourth year. He's had three head coaches. He's had four offensive coordinators. One of them was Freddie Kitchens. So he has, I mean, I think what people can do with him playing well now, and remember, he had a good rookie season, 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, threw for about 230 yards a game. Then he had two bad seasons. And in this season, he's been solid. So I think if you're sober, you look at him sober-minded, you look at him and you say, okay, maybe it's the fact that there's been so much upheaval, right? He's had all these different coordinators. He's had all these different coaches. Give him some stability and maybe he can do something because he has had two good seasons. That's what he's showing right now. And he's showing, look, he is a high-level athlete, you know, running the football. Rob, if he was black, I'm going to keep it real, he'd get a lot more credit as a runner. He ran for more yards than Josh Allen this year.
Mm.
So I think, you know, he's got some strengths. He obviously, I mean, he went in there last week and wasn't nervous, the moment wasn't too big in Minnesota. So I give him credit for that. So like I said, what he's doing, Rob, is showing you know what? He might have the goods, but it certainly isn't written in stone yet.
No, and I think anybody to say that is just jumping the gun, and I get it. You know, it's a reaction. If somebody plays well, like you know, Dak played really well. People were down on Dak. He played well. Again,
but let's not put him in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. And again, against a bad team, right? Let's just be honest.
Defense is the best part of them, but yeah,
they're a bad team, right? Right. And so that's all I'm saying is you got to be careful not to jump the gun. And it's about, when you talk about that, it's about consistency, doing it over a stretch of time, where you look and say, man, this guy always gives you a chance, you know, right. And that's what you're talking about when you're talking about elite, is when you go into a game and you got that guy behind center, Chris, you got a chance. You might not win every game, but you got a chance. Other team quarterbacks come in, we got no shot, okay? We got no shot tonight.
And there's only a handful of guys that
right.
are elite.
Only a handful.
I don't think he'll ever get to that level, Rob, but I think he could prove to be maybe a franchise, you know, starter, like, for several years. But, no, I don't think he'll ever be elite. And that's not insulting. I mean, I think that's a fair thing. I mean, he's lucky. Before this season, Rob, people were thinking he's not even a starter. You know, so he's done well by himself with Brian Daboll and this team this year. So, all right, Shekel City is on the way. And, Rob, some people love the idea of a neutral site championship game, which we may have if Buffalo beats Cincinnati and Kansas City beats Jacksonville. We get into that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge.
or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City last night, 1-2, a chance for you to make some money. I know one Shekel City bet.
Several 1-2 nights.
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit. You know, I mean, I'm struggling. But Chris, I'll tell you the big struggle is that I had picked the Warriors plus 8.5 before I found out that Steve Kerr's sitting six players.
Wow, you put actual shekels on
there? No, I didn't. I didn't put any money down today, but thank God.
You know this must drive gamblers crazy.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if you put a bet down earlier in the night? And then, because, Chris, when I looked, it didn't say that those guys were out, and that thing happened after that. That's really crazy. Bad for the league. I also picked the Pelicans minus 1.5 as the best bet at Orlando and the Knicks plus 2.5 at the Hawks. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. But that's some bad stuff there.
All right, Rob. Article in Pro Football Talk today talking about how, as you know, because of the tragedy surrounding Damar Hamlin, and thankfully he seems to be doing great. Rob, he's been at the Bills facility this week several times, so we praise God that he is on his way to what looks like is going to be a full recovery, so that is great. But because of that, when that game was ended up being canceled, the league gave Kansas City the number one seed. But remember, of course, Kansas City only had it because they had played one more game and thus had one more win than Buffalo. Buffalo, of course, would have had to beat Cincinnati. We don't know how that would have turned out, but they were 13-3. Kansas City 14-3. So they gave Kansas City the number one seed. So they got the bye, but they don't get the home field advantage if they meet Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. That game will be played at a neutral site in Atlanta. Tickets are already being sold. And this article in ProFootball.com, Rob, said that, now, Rob G, was this according to sources or so it was anonymous sources?
No,
correct?
It was his educated guess. Yes.
Okay, correct. Mike Florio's opinion that the league, Rob, is looking at this as an experiment and thinking, hey, just like we have the Super Bowl, for the most part, it's a neutral site game. We could actually do that with each league champ, each conference championship game. And, you know, then you bring in more corporations. Basically, you turn it into a destination game, just like the Super Bowl, at least to some degree.
What are your thoughts on that? Yeah, I don't think you can, because you don't know who's going in. It's not like the planning of a Super Bowl where you know if you're going to go to a Super Bowl, you know it's in Arizona a year before you make plans. I don't believe that this is going to happen. I think you take away teams playing to have home field in the NFL, if it's in the elements of Buffalo or you're playing at, you know, Kansas City or whatever the thing is, that's a part of the game. I think that would be a huge mistake, and I don't think it would go over the same way, because people at the left, you really don't know until a week before, Chris, if you can go to that game. And I think it's unfair in the regular season that all the work you put in, you should be rewarded. So I mean, I hear them speculating, but I don't think that that's
But even now, people are buying tickets for it. That they're refundable, obviously, but you don't know who's going to be in it now. And people are still buying tickets for it. I think it's doable, but I do agree with you. I don't like it. Because I agree, like, if that were the case, then the number one seed, all you get is a bye.
Right.
And that's fine. That's a little advantage.
Home field advantage is a big deal. I think it is.
And like you said, if you're in a place like Green Bay where the weather is the way it is.
Or Buffalo or the elements.
Like that is huge. So, and like you said, Rob, I mean, we're used to that because that's the way we grew up. But I think it's great. I think it's right. Teams fight for that home field advantage so they can get that game on their home field. It's great for the local fans. I agree. I think it would be a huge mistake. Now, look, it probably would work business-wise. They make more money, but I'd like to see them make a decision. I get it. That's what makes the world go round, right? Money. But I don't know, man. You know, we've talked about it. The 17th game is completely unnecessary. And
just another money grab. Just another thing.
Even is the seventh, I mean, look, I don't mind the seventh playoff team, but again, was it necessary? Like,
nothing was wrong with the playoffs the way we had it, Chris. Was there a problem with 12 teams in?
No.
No, there was nothing wrong with it.
And again, I'm not like, I don't hate the seven teams in. I'm just saying this is all done for money. And, you know, the players, ultimately, it trickles down to them too. But I just think, Rob, I don't like this idea at all.
I'm with you. This is unnecessary. This was for this situation. I get it. If you want to do that,
of course. Right.
But other than that, we're good. We don't need to stop tinkering with it. There's nothing wrong. Last year, Kansas City hosted the game, right? AFC Championship game, and Cincinnati went on the road and had a big win, and it was exciting for their people, even though they were on foreign territory. Chris, that's part of the game.
I don't think teams would like it, Rob. Now, I don't think the league would listen to the teams, though. But I don't think teams would like this either, because, again, that's something for them to fight for. It's something for the coaches to, you know, use for the team to motivate them. And it's just a great thing for the fans. All right, we got 2 hours left. iCouple, lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.